I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Monroe City Council will consider the purchase of 4 new ADA buses for Monroe Transit System as police begin an investigation of sabotage on current buses. Transit officials believe disgruntled former employees and some current drivers are engaged in acts of sabotage on buses. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says he believes sabotage began after a dispute involving the transit system's contract. Monroe Transit has 9,000 annual passenger trips using ADA buses, providing transportation to people with a disability. The ADA buses would be funded through a federal grant program, but Monroe would be responsible for $8,000 of the cost. The State Department of Veterans Affairs say they've been approved for a grant to fund a state veteran cemetery in Rayville. Secretary David Lassert says the $7.3 million will fund 100% of the cost to develop the cemetery on property donated by the Franklin family. He says they've been in the process of competing for the grant for a while.
We're very happy that we stepped up all our efforts and went all out for the veterans in Northeast Louisiana to get this project off the ground. And we're happy to say that we should have a groundbreaking for this thing late October or early November.
Lassert says the project has been in the works for years, and he's grateful to everyone who's thrown their support into something that's now becoming a reality. He says the property is located near I-20 off Highway 425. It spans about 50 acres.
The initial build out is going to be about 22 acres of that. We're going to go ahead and build up the land, put concrete crypts, pre-placed concrete crypts in the ground on the first build out.
Lassert says construction on site should be set to begin by sometime in November and scheduled for completion by spring of 2016. The Louisiana Democratic Party may have endorsed former Governor Edwin Edwards for Congress, but the state's highest elected Democrat official won't be doing the same. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu Dodge talked Monday of backing the convicted felon for an open Baton Rouge-based congressional seat. She says Edwards should get a good show of voter support, but declined to offer her own, saying, "He's running his campaign, I'm running mine." Landrieu was asked about Edwards after endorsing Democratic U.S. Representative Cedric Richmond in the 2nd District. Edwards is one of 13 candidates on the ballot for the neighboring 6th District and the most prominent Democrat. Earlier this month, the state Democratic Party announced its support for Edwards, who served 4 terms as governor and later jail time on a corruption conviction. State officials have asked a federal judge in New Orleans to lift a 2011 court settlement that was intended to help Louisiana's inmates who are deemed incompetent to stand trial to receive faster placement at the state mental health facility in Jackson. Instead, officials say they languish for months in parish jails without adequate treatment. Attorneys for the Department of Health and Hospitals filed court papers contending the state has more than substantially complied with the terms of the consent decree. The state's lawyers say the consent decree was supposed to end 3 years after it took effect and should be dismissed. A hearing on the motion is scheduled for tomorrow. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies and mild conditions today with a high reaching into the low 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s.